Now, we often hear about who's going to be the next big thing in pop music. But for the world of classical music, the young artists who represent the future often don't receive the same kind of publicity. However, as the International Concertino Praga contest for young musicians reaches its 40th anniversary year, recognition of these rising performers is undoubtedly increasing. The winners of the competition were announced on Tuesday, and Chris Jarrett went along to find out more about the up-and-coming stars of the Czech classical music scene.
With these haunting refrains, the young string duet of Jakub Junek and Ivan Vokáč took first prize in this year's annual International Radio Young Musicians Competition, organised by Czech Radio. The Czech ensemble were among 70 promising young performers, representing 11 countries from around Europe, taking part in this year's Concertina Praga, as the contest reached its landmark 40th year. With Czech television producing a documentary on the history of the competition to mark this anniversary, the head of the jury, Jiří Hlaváč, explains a little of the origins of the event.
Ten začátek byl skutku impozantní, protože v tehdejší redakci vysílání pro děti a mládež.
Its beginnings were really quite impressive. An idea was developed among the editorial staff for children and youngsters at the time to organize a radio competition for young performers, which used anonymously recorded and judged entries. The panel of judges listens to an anonymous list of performances and puts them in rank order, with their names held back until the very ceremony. They initialized a contest which has not only lasted 40 years, but I would say that even today it is unparalleled.
The competition may have been around for a good few years, but it never ceases to produce new and inspiring work, with duets this year including the unconventional blend of the marimba and saxophone. Yet, whatever the instrument or class entered, all participants put much effort into each performance. The winners of the duet class, violinist Jakub Junek and cellist Ivan Vokáč, described their preparation for the event.
We had known in advance that we were performing in the first round, the national round, and for that we did around 6 months of long-term preparation. We perfected it and recorded for the national contest, and 2 months after, had completely forgotten about it. We were called and told we had made it to the international stage, and that we had to make a recording within a week. But we hadn't played together for 2 months, since we had our own solo projects.
Ví solové povinnosti se připravujeme na jiný soutěže týden před tímhletím natáčením do toho mezinárodního.
For the week before the recording, for the international round, we practically lived together. And that was pretty much our whole day's contact, playing together.
To byl takový celodenní náš kontakt, hráli jsme spolu a tak.
Junek and Vokáč, along with the winning entries in the trio, quartet and quintet classes, will be performing on the 17th of April in the Dvořák Auditorium of the Rudolfinum in Prague. Helen Hilivirta, the Finnish representative on the panel of judges, believes that the quality of the winning ensembles reflected the general high standard.
I must say that the level was very varied. There were very excellent performances. I must say that it's very great competition, and I hope all the best for the future competitions.
And so, in a world where classical music is seen to be losing popularity, especially amongst the younger generation, the sheer enthusiasm of these talented young artists provides a welcome breath of fresh air. As the Concertina Praga competition grows in prestige year by year, the future of this well-established contest looks, and indeed sounds, bright.